Hey, good evening again. It's Thirsty Thursday in the Word. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your Word. Thank you for your Scripture that you've given us to learn from. Thank you for the opportunity to use this mode of communication to get your Word out to folks who are interested in hearing from you. Thank you, Lord, that I have the energy to do this, and we have friends to help get it done. And thank you, Lord, that we have your church and corporate worship. Lord, I have so many things to be grateful for this morning. I just pray that you teach us today how to be victors, how to be winners and more than conquerors through your Son, Jesus Christ. And in his name we pray, amen. Hey, here's a scripture for today's Thirsty Thursday. From Romans 8:37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. We are more than conquerors. I was thinking as I was reading this about a lesson I did a long time ago about staying in his grip, being in the grip of God and having the correct grip on things. If you hold a baseball, depending on whether you want to throw a four-seam fastball or a two-seam fastball or a curveball, you put your hand in a certain way. If you're holding a baseball bat, you want to hold the bat with your knuckles lined up properly so that you can be more effective. You want to guide that ball and spin it properly. You want to swing the bat properly. Even a golf club, you want to hold properly. You want to get it in the right grip. We need to be in his grip during our life, but we also have to have a good grip on his word. And that's what makes us more than conquerors. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." When we have a firm grip on his word, on God's sovereignty, when we have a firm grip on his providence, we are victors. We get an understanding of what he wants to do in our lives. We've got a grasp on it, and it makes us more successful in life. It makes us more willing to do the things he needs us to do. Everything in our life makes us victorious because of the word of God. In our walk with him, we've got to be enthusiastic about that. We've got to let people know by our countenance that we are victors through Christ. Today, live like somebody who is a conqueror, who is a victor. Live your life with a countenance that says, we win, and we do. God bless you. Have a great night.